News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
3 years ago since Bruce Jenner, now known as Caitlyn Jenner, revealed her sex change on the front cover of Vanity Fair. Since then, one leading professor and doctor has noticed the impact pop culture has had on gender-confused teens. Dr. Donal O'Shea is endocrinologist at St. Vincent's Hospital and St. Columbkill's Hospital. He joins us on the line now. Donal, what's your point in relation? You've seen an increase in what you describe as gender-confused teenagers.
Yeah, well, not, and there's been an increase in visibility around the whole issue of gender and the spectrum of gender. So there's been the very positive recognition over the last kind of, I suppose, 40 years that gender is a spectrum, not simply aligned with your birth sex. Now, for 98% of people, born male, they feel male and have no issues around that. But there is an increasing recognition that for some people, their gender doesn't match directly to their birth sex. And the extreme end of that is the transgender, the true gender dysphoria, where the level of stress caused by that mismatch is such that the individual actually needs to live, the male needs to live as a trans female, or the female as a trans male.
Yeah, and I've interviewed some of those people, and yeah. It's heartbreaking stuff. I mean, they literally feel they're trapped in the wrong body, and it's incredibly genuine. And I know you're you're at pains to say the likes of what happened, say with Caitlyn Jenner. You're saying that's actually a real positive for those people.
Yeah. So, but you know, professionally, the most positive outcomes I have seen in my career are within the transgender young person or individual, actually with support from their family and friends and society, transitioning to their preferred gender, and that's not an easy road, even when they're doing it with support.
Yeah.
The concern, I guess, is that there's been a massive, more than a doubling of referrals to our unit, where people are have issues with their gender. So they're male, but they feel that they have a more feminine side to their personality and character, and really, the majority of those people who have, will not need to transition and are much better to just cope with being in touch with their feminine side, because the journey to full transitioning is so difficult and so challenging. So what is really important is that we recognize that gender is a spectrum, and that we allow that to be the case. Mm-hmm. And then where somebody has gender dysphoria that's at a level that needs that they need to actually transition, that they're supported in doing that. What we must be really careful about is that people who have issues with their gender don't suddenly find themselves on a fast track to transitioning. And a situation.
Is that a danger? Could that happen?
It can happen, and the reported regret rates in people who had transitioned and had hormonal treatment and surgery were historically very low, when it was incredibly difficult to get a diagnosis of transgender. And it was well less than 1%.
You really, it was only the people who really, really pushed it who actually did it. So there was much less chance of them having regrets.
Oh, absolutely. Whereas now,
is there a danger now? We're so at pains to do the right thing, in inverted commas, that we're not asking enough questions of the people before they take this very, it's quite a drastic act.
Yeah, I mean, we're currently dealing with two individuals who have transitioned and now regret. And one of them asked me that question, why, you know, said, why did you let me go ahead and do this? Why did you not ask more questions and take it more slowly? So they were in a rush. I'm effectively, we didn't do right by them by going along with it. Now, I have to point out that regret is rare, but it is going to become more common when you have more visibility and easier pathways to transition. Okay. And that's the bit we need to be really careful about.
Is this the downside of the Kardashian culture? I mean, there's obviously an upside. I mean, it makes it a lot more acceptable for those really genuine cases for whom it is a good thing to change gender. Is there a downside to it though as well?
Yeah, I mean, the societal attitude to gender is much more broad and positive than it was 20, 30 years ago. That's only positive. With every positive, you have to look at what are the potential threats or risks that would come with it. And this is clearly a risk. And with the new Gender Recognition Act, which is a very, self-declaring your gender, we just need to be very careful that document, that piece of paper, isn't a license for people to go and access treatment because deciding that your gender is female and that's who you really are is a very different decision from deciding that you must have hormone treatment and you must have surgery. That applies to a small percentage.
Okay, we will leave it there. Fascinating stuff. Thanks indeed for talking to us, Dr. Donal O'Shea there.